Hi, my name's Isa, and I'm with my friend Red.
Hi, I'm
Welcome
Red.
to It's Mad.
It's Mad.
That's what it is.
And then I'll add the intro.
Okay, we'll have music on there.
Yeah, I'll add a famous old song.
Okay.
Which we might get copyrighted for. So I was talking about Toy Story 4 while you were eating.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning was really cute.
Let's talk about shit that we both know.
No, you're reading, so you can't talk right now.
Alright, next time I'll read before.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to go through this dumb shit. But let's just talk right now. You know, let's chill.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What were you saying about Toy Story 4?
Yeah, I was saying the beginning was really nice.
Yeah, what was the beginning? I can't remember. It was so
no, it was. It was. No, don't say that.
What? I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but then I watched it. I was like, wow, this is going to be so hype.
Wow. No, but it was. It lived up to it.
Like,
it lived up to
Toy
it.
Story 4,
it lived
guys.
Up to it, bro. It lived up to it.
I lived mean, up to what? Being boring?
I mean, it was like 1 hour 20 minutes long. You couldn't even feel the runtime.
It was 1 hour 20 minutes long?
Yeah, you couldn't
I
even
felt it was 3 hours long.
No. It was like the shortest like,
watch
cartoon
Game of Thrones
game.
Episodes almost that long and it goes by in a breeze. Right.
Yeah, but like, wait till you get to the last season, I guess. Yes.
You haven't even watched it.
Oh, like, I was talking about Toy Story 4, bro. Don't give out vibe.
I'm not kidding your vibe. I'm not kidding your vibe.
Oh, yeah. The beginning when Bo Peep leaves, it hit me.
Spoiler.
No, Bo Peep leaves in, like, Toy Story 2 or something.
Spoiler.
No, she leaves in, like, Toy Story 2 or 3, I don't remember. But, no, Toy Story 2.
Okay.
Maybe 1.
Okay.
But, like, you actually see the day she left. They don't show that in the other movies. And, like, she actually tells Woody to come with her. But he's like, no, I'm gonna stick it out here.
Yeah.
But, like, she doesn't say it directly, you know? She
says it with her eyes.
Sometimes it's, like, right to be lost or something like that. She says something like that, and I was like, wow, this movie.
Yeah, Rise looks deep into movies, man. Because, you know...
It's well written.
Yeah, when I look inside myself to find truth... Rad looks at pieces of cinema.
Okay, what did you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how I feel like sometimes my parents don't give me enough attention. I feel like I've been...
That's next week's topic.
Next week's topic.
Next week's topic, guys. We were talking about trauma.
Yeah, trauma. Let's talk about our traumas. Rad.
My trauma? I have a lot of traumas.
I got some that I won't talk about, but I got some that I will talk about, you know?
Are you going to talk about the one that I think you're going to talk about?
I won't talk about that one.
Yeah, I knew you weren't going
to
talk about
that. Why would I want to put that out to the world, you know?
Because, what do you call it? Trauma becomes humor.
Yeah, but this is, like, crazy.
Yeah, but it happens to so many people in this country.
You guys ever heard about priests touching altar boys? Well, I'm Muslim. So, think about that in the Muslim context. Okay, next.
I saw the ring. I'm cutting that. I have to censor that. Okay.
I'm still a virgin. That's all. Okay.
No!
Is getting a facial?
Oh, from the spa? It?
No. Oh, very good. Very funny. Very funny.
No, I'm trying to make it PG, bro. From the spa.
You know, I never talk about it. I've had 6 dogs.
They all died.
Some of them died. Some of them got stolen.
How many out of the 6?
1 got stolen.
The rest died?
Uh-huh.
I have a story like that as well.
Okay.
I had lovebirds, okay?
Yeah,
every kid likes.
Birds.
Yeah, the small birds in like this big cage.
Yeah.
And I left for like a vacation in Lahore. And then I had like a... I can't say servant. A helper.
Yeah.
We had like a helper and he was told like keep the birds fed and all that.
Okay.
And when we came back
he ate the birds.
There were no birds in the cage and we were like, where are the birds, Sajid? That was his name. His name was Sajid. He was a good guy. I'll tell you another story about Sajid.
Okay.
Sajid was a beast, man. I wish we had Sajid on the podcast.
It's mad.
No, but Sajid, so we came back, there were no birds in the cage. And we were like, Sajid, what have you done? Sajid was like, I went to pray. And when I came back, everything that was left of the birds was head.
What? Yeah. Did and you then have like a cat or anything?
It was a cat.
You had a cat?
I didn't have a cat.
What?
He said I left the cage outside on the porch.
Okay.
And a cat came and ate the birds. And we were like, through the cage? What are you saying, bro? How did the cat eat the bird through the cage? He said, it's possible.
He said it's possible?
No, I know. He said something like that. It was like that. And yeah, he said he threw the bird's head away.
Did you start crying?
No, I was pretty shocked. I was like, damn, bro.
This girl told me the story about
let me finish. Sorry. No, you can continue and then I'll...
No, you go.
Okay. my mom saw Sajid peeing in one of our plants. He was a grown man. I mean, he was young, but he was
like indoor plants?
No, outdoor plants.
That's fine.
No, but like in the house.
So?
With the driveway.
That's manly.
No.
That's fine.
He's adding salt to the mixture.
It's fine to piss on plants.
No, because
it's not fine to shit on plants.
No, there's salt in your pee and it like ruins the soil.
How do you know? Does it taste salty when you get sugar?
No, you can't add salt to soil. I think that was obvious.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't it?
It is, but like, still, it's not that bad. Everybody pisses on
bushes,
I haven't, you know.
I haven't pissed in my own house, like, on
no,
the
not
plants.
In your own house, but have you ever pissed in a bush? Like, you're on the highway or something, you're dead.
Yeah, yeah. Boom. Yeah, once or twice. Not on the highway. This is cars passing by taking photos.
But you have.
Not on the highway, but yes, I have.
Okay.
Everyone has.
I have, right? I don't think it's bad to piss on plants. They won't know. What are they going to say?
No, but the plant's gonna die in a few days.
No.
Yeah, I think it
did
is.
Did your plant end up dying after he pissed on it?
I don't remember.
You caught him once. How many times do you think he's pissed on it?
Maybe he just wanted to go really bad, like, just on that day.
And
like,
he said, I want
to... It was his bad luck, okay, he got caught.
But I know the famous things about Lahore, like, gourmet... You know.
I mean, yeah, the bakery.
Yeah.
You know what else they do now?
If they have cola.
If you no, not that. You don't know. Cola. You don't know.
They sell pizza.
No.
The pizza was really
No. You're way off. You're way off.
Okay. They sell cars. Clothes?
No.
Is it something mechanical?
No. It's something.
Gourmet.
Wooden.
Phone.
Wooden.
Gourmet tables.
Gourmet furniture.
Furniture. Close.
Mad. Gourmet furniture.
How can you expand into furniture with a name like
gourmet? What else though? What else?
And just phones.
It doesn't stop there. No. Close. What do we
see? Clothes.
No, close.
Gourmet. I'm close to clothes. It's close
no,
to clothes.
No, you were close to
with
phone.
Phones.
Yeah.
Okay, gourmet solar panels.
No, it's something to do with the content you see on your phone. Maybe, I don't know, some people might.
Content I see on my phone. I know.
What?
Gourmet Digital Marketing Agency.
No. Okay, I'll tell you the abbreviation. GNN.
GNN? Gourmet News Network?
Yes, boy.
What?
GNN Gourmet News Network.
Are
it
you
is
serious?
All around Pakistan.
That's not...
This car's here, this car's there, this car's everywhere.
Are you serious?
100%.
These
it's
guys
a
sold
proper
cookies.
A news network. It has like all these journalists and all that stuff. It's legit. Gourmet News Network. GNN. GNN. It's called GNN.
Yeah, I wish I could start a bakery and start a very powerful media empire.
Bro, it's insane what they're doing.
Because media is crazy in Pakistan.
Yeah, and they have water as well. Like proper, like, you know. In Lahore, like a lot of people, they use gourmet's water instead of like
water. Okay, it makes sense. Okay, it's food.
No, instead of Nestle, they use gourmet.
Okay. Because gourmet is really big there.
Like the proper big bottles that come into
yeah.
everyone's house. Yeah, but it's insane.
Like insane.
Someone should make like a documentary on them.
Yeah,
Shahzan's gonna make their own Shahzan News Network. SNN.
GNN.
SNN. Shahzan News. I actually like Shahzan more than gourmet. I like the stuff there more.
That's a very good input you came in with, Riyad.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
You were going to say something about...
About?
I don't know, when I cut
this
the...
This girl once told me. We're talking about pets. This girl once
Do
told
I know
me.
Who this is?
Yes. That's a great
from
one.
Our school.
Yes. Okay, so this one girl from the school we go to right now told me that she used to live in Lahore. And like, this is relating to the pet thing, but I was too nice and I said, keep going, right? Keep going. So
what? This was related to the what?
You know, you're talking about pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was supposed to say this then, but then I was like, you know, Riot, take it away.
No, I was talking about Sajid.
Okay.
I love you, Sajid. Please come back. Continue the story.
Oh, okay, so then she told me that she used to have these turtles, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, alright, turtles, go, fly. You know, she let them
actually
walk. No, she let them walk around and stuff, right? She gave
them
freedom.
I thought she threw them off.
No, speaking of throwing stuff off, I'll tell you later, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But she let these turtles out, and, like, one day they were having, like, their driveway repaved or something, so there was, like, cement and stuff.
Yeah.
They're passing it over the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, where the hell are my turtles?
Oh, under the car.
No. The turtles were in the driveway, and they... And it was like getting paved, so then in the end,
they were stuck inside.
Yeah, and so
that's
there was,
insane.
In the end, there was like one turtle head just poking out from the driveway.
Wait, there were two, right?
Yeah.
What happened to the other one? It was inside.
Probably drowned in cement.
No.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty scary, bro.
I was on the roof of my house and my sister was at the bottom. No, my sister was at the roof and I was on like the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister was like, Baba's calling. My dad used to travel a lot. So she was like, mm-hmm. Baba's calling. You talk to him. I was like, okay, cool. I'll come upstairs. I'll take the phone. She's like, no, you stay right there. I'm like, what?
Oh.
And then she was like, here, take this dupatta. Dupatta is like a huge piece of cloth that women wear in Pakistan traditionally.
Like, Americans are watching this right now.
Yes, they're listening to this right now. They're thinking, what the hell is a dupatta?
Dupatta.
You know? Yeah. And she threw me this and she was like, catch it. I was like, what? And Yawar
Ashraf.
My friend was with me.
Yawar Ashraf. I'm calling you out, Yawar. You live in Canada now. I know where you live. I know where you live.
You have two brothers. So I had a friend, right? And like he was with me. He was like, what the hell is your sister doing? I was like, watch. And then she threw the phone. And she threw the phone like 5 feet away from my head.
What happened?
She missed so bad.
Yeah.
It was my mom's phone, and she threw the phone, and the phone shattered.
Damn.
And I was like,
whoa. You got slapped.
And I picked up the phone, I was like, yo, Baba. And then,
phone tooting.
But I was like, what was that? I was like, don't worry about it, bro. We chilling. You know? You go get that Lahori bread, you know? And then I was like, Mama, something happened to your phone. And she was like, what happened? And then I was like,
you sure realized?
I threw it down from the roof. And I was like, and she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, she threw it down from the roof.
What happened?
Ass whooping, probably. I don't remember. I had a lot of ass whooping. I was a shitty kid. You know what I did?
You got slapped.
Huh?
Did you get slapped, though?
Ass whooping usually involves slaps.
Have you gotten slapped a lot?
Huh?
Have you gotten slapped a lot?
As a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a DC.
Oh, so you were like a Batamiz kind of kid.
I wasn't Batamiz. I was never Batamiz. It was more like I fuck up and then it's like, pop, don't fuck up again. I'm like, okay, now I will not fuck up again.
Thank you for that lesson.
But then later on, I get older and it's like, they learn. It's like, pop, don't fuck up again. I'm like, that didn't really hurt. But,
damn.
And you know, that's how fights usually work in Pakistan.
Hmm.
No, at least where we live. You know, proper fights are definitely
proper fights
happen.
Don't happen.
Probably happen, but the culture that we live in, it doesn't happen. The most it goes to is like a slap. But since we have Desi mothers and we're conditioned to, a slap don't really hurt. So it's like, what are you getting done? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's not a fight. It's palming.
Like, serious fights happen in Lahore, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, they beat each other up.
Yeah, Lahoris are crazy and they're cruel and they're horrible people.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know, what do you get? Okay.
We're ending the podcast.
Generations of inbreeding. Okay.
What are you saying? No, stop. I don't like where this is going.
Hear me out. I love it when you call me, señorita. Always a
Whatever you're saying right now is being like censored over some hip pop song. Like some really new, like, I don't know, Senorita by Shawn Mendes, that's playing right now. So okay. Say whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're actually very gentle people. And yeah. You know, personally, I like
I
them
love
a lot.
The song.
I like them.
I like the
beat. I like Lahore's a lot. They're great people and they're respectable. Mm.
Yeah.
Are you gonna censor that as well, pussy?
I'll censor the rest and then I'll keep that.
One time what happened was like my sister achieved a lot more than I did. Most people achieved a lot more than I did because I'm not really an achiever. I just fuck around.
Mm.
Right? So she had these certificates.
A deceiver?
Huh?
Carry on.
Okay.
Yeah, good joke.
So my
joke.
Sister had a bunch of certificates and I had a bunch of Pokemon cards because that's how I was. You know?
Issa didn't have any friends.
That's true. But now you're my friend.
How the turntables.
Yes. Yeah, I had a bunch of friends and I was like, these Pokemon cards will help me, right? Because I thought I'd collect a lot of them and then people would respect me.
I never understood Pokemon cards. I don't get how you.
Yeah, so in the end, nobody respected me because I was the only one who thought that. But
no,
I had
but like people used to have battles and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I never did because nobody would want to, because my deck was so small. So nobody would want to, you know, wrestle with me.
What was small?
Huh?
What was small?
My deck. We're a bunch of comedians, guys.
Yeah.
We like to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We.
Russell
are
Peters.
Gifted.
What he's an him? Indian man.
Yeah. And I don't like him.
Dushman.
Dushman. You know, genuinely. Okay. You know what we should talk about?
What?
You know, I didn't finish my sister's story, but listen. She had these certificates, a bunch of fucking certificates. We were going back home in a car. Okay, yes. We have cars in
Pakistan. You tore them.
For American audiences. My sister, I was having a fight with her, and then she took my Pokemon cards, and she was like, I'm going to throw this deck out the goddamn window. I was like,
damn.
And I quickly grabbed her certificates, and I was like, I'm going to throw these certificates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You did
and
it.
And she was like, here's your deck. I took the deck. I was like, bitch, don't threaten me again. So I threw him out the window.
No!
Yeah.
How old were you?
This is like a really young man.
That's mean, bro. That's mean. What happened then?
Yeah.
You probably got slapped. I mean, I would slap you.
I didn't get slapped. My mom was like, what?
You didn't get slapped?
No, I didn't get slapped for that. I got sent to the corner, which was more humiliating.
Why?
Because I've never gotten sent to the
no,
corner.
No, but were the certificates
that's like white
fine?
Man's punishment. And I was like, I ain't no white man. Why am I getting punished like one?
No, I haven't gotten
because I did some
punishment.
White man shit. I threw my sister's certificates out the window over some goddamn fucking Pokemon cards.
Yeah. That's horrible, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No, but like, were they fine?
No, Pokemon cards are fine.
No, I'm talking about the certificates.
They're probably out there somewhere right now.
But were they, like, torn or something like that?
I didn't tear them. I threw them out the window. My sister was like, forget
was
about
she crying?
I think so.
Damn, I would have cried.
Because she was, like, really athletic and she had some shit going on. Yeah, I just threw them out the window.
Damn.
I don't care. You know, I do what I want to.
Damn.
When I want to.
Damn. I did something like that.
What?
Like a few weeks back.
Oh.
Nothing. My brother hit me with a ball. I said, I'll throw this. I said, I'll throw this ball at the neighbor's house. We were in Lahore. And he was like laughing. And I was like, fine. I threw it. And then he was like, what? And I was like, yes, I am in control now.
I am.
And everyone was shocked.
Oh, your family?
Lahore band ho gaya tha. Maine itni dehshat phila di thi.
Well, let's talk about how we feel about India. You know, but how do you feel about the Indian people? You know,
I think they're good
people. I've never seen an Indian myself.
I think they're good people. You want to hear something else?
What?
I had a Pakistani friend at the German camp. I keep coming back to the German camp.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't talk about it this
much. That's the only thing you really ever experienced.
No. Hey, I don't talk about it this much in my daily life.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had like a friend from Islamabad. And he found like a picture of Gandhi wearing glasses. Really funny.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know that meme thing where Gandhi's wearing like the meme glasses.
The big nose.
No, the meme glasses. Like the tiny ones.
The
slit ones.
The cloud goggles?
No, the Thug Life goggles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so like he saw that and he started laughing. And there was an Indian sitting in front of us. And He was an innocent guy, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not talking about the Indian, I'm talking about the Pakistani. And he just found it funny.
Okay.
So he was like, hey, Indian's name was Alfred. He was like, from the south. He's like, hey, Alfred, look at this. And he just looks at it. He doesn't laugh. Like, my friend expected him to
what
laugh.
Is this, a joke?
And like, watch this. And he's like, you should not make fun of Gandhiji.
You should not make
you should. No, he didn't say, like, I can't make fun of the guy. He was a nice guy. But he was like, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that, Sameer. You shouldn't do that. You should not make fun of Gandhiji. Okay? He has done many great things for our country. You should not do that. And I was just sitting there cringing. I was like, no, what is happening? Gandhiji.
I've never called him Gandhiji.
Yeah, people call him that. People call him that. And we don't call Jinnah Ji. Jinnah Ji. We call him...
we call him Qaid-e-Azam, which is like a way longer, more respectful
term. Yeah, yeah. But like, yeah, it was pretty awkward. And then once, the same friend, he got into a bit of an argument. It wasn't a serious argument, but like one of our Indian friends, he said something about our cricket team. And then the other one was like, what? How dare you?
No, our men are bigger.
No, and then like... I don't know, we just had an argument. Otherwise, it's all good. Like, Indians and us were like chill. They're all nice people, man.
No, but you know what I really got into? Sometimes I get into this hole where I'm looking at
when you meet an Indian
versus India thing.
He's not going to be like...
100% chill.
Yeah, yeah.
He's definitely 100% chill.
Yeah, they are.
You know? And I said I've never met an Indian, but I really have.
Who?
My fucking uncle's married to an Indian woman.
And she's chill.
Yeah.
And her family's chill.
No, she's... her family says, God damn Pakistan. Society shouldn't shove their ass up it.
Yeah.
So.
It's all good. You can marry anyone you want.
Yeah.
Except for white people. I think they're weird.
Yeah, white people sometimes scare me, you know?
Yeah. It's you know how kids are like, I will marry a white woman, American woman?
Yeah, say, like, nobody's called me buddy, but then sometimes I saw go a post, to a Target and the fucking cashier is like, hey, buddy, like, dude, who the fuck are you? You know?
No. I think African Americans are really sweet.
I think African-American babies are really cute. African babies are really cute.
I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
At the airport. Mm-hmm. And this white woman, she was showing me sass. But, like, I think all of her staff knew that she was, like, a bit of a racist.
Oh.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess she was racist. I don't know. She was giving me that vibe.
To the untrained eye, Rad looks like a white kid.
Yeah, but she knew I wasn't, so...
Why were you like?
Because no, I sat at the bar.
Lahore में बड़ा मजा आता
है. भाई आप कभी आया करें? बहुत मजा आता है.
भाई
हम आपको पिलाएंगे मीठी लस्सी.
मीठी लस्सी.
नहीं, I sat at the bar.
बादाम का खोरमा.
I sat at the bar गलती से. सही है. Okay. I was a kid, man. And like she comes up and she's like, "Are you 21?" She was like an old lady. She was old and she was fat. No offense. She was like, "Are you 21?" I'm like. I mean, I wasn't that young. It was like 2-3 years ago. I was like, no. She's like, then you can't sit at the bar. I was like, okay, sorry. And then I had to wait outside. And then this African-American staff member, she was like, sweetie, did you get your order? And I was like, thank you. No. They're making it.
Nicely.
Yeah, but I felt good, you know. They treated me nicely.
Sober, dober.
You but know? Yeah, I really like Los Angeles. I mean, people say New York is the best, I think.
New York sucks dick, bro.
New York is really good, but Los Angeles is so peaceful.
You ever gone to New York and played Empire State of Mind? You really feel like you're on top of the world, you know?
Yeah. New York.
Yeah. You're like looking at the fucking skyline, and then...
You feel like you're living the dream.
Going on. You got fucking Alicia Keys in your ear.
It's actually pretty wild. Like, that song is pretty iconic.
I love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
You
because
know, it's like, it inspires you.
I wish someone made for Karachi. Yeah. Someone made a song for Karachi. Someone from America comes to Karachi and they're like, wow, this is my dream. I'm going to listen to this song.
Dirt and concrete. What?
How on top of Ocean Mall building, I will listen to this song.
Wow, I wonder what the great architects were thinking when they put brick on top of another brick. Wow.
Yeah. You know what I remember it from? Whenever I think of that song, I think of Step Up. I don't know why.
You know who my favorite guy used to be in the Step Up movies?
The curly hair one.
Moose.
The curly hair one is Moose. I hated him.
Why?
I hate his face.
He's like so cool.
No, he's trying to be cool. He's just like, he has that fucking smug hair.
He's like, yeah, I know how to dance.
I know how to dance. And he's just like doing this. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
No, he was never part of the crew, you know? And they were like, huh, show us what you can do.
He was in all of the movies, I think. That's pretty mad.
Yeah, and like the last movie, they were like, we got a special fucking guest. And they were like, who is it? It's Moose.
Moose
shows up and he's older now.
Moose is the one in the song. Huh? Empire State of Mind. He's the one jis pe wo gaana hota hai. He's like sitting in the car and the song's playing and he's in New York. I think.
Bro, Moose is so dope.
Did you know the first ever I've had Channing Tatum in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think Channing Tatum... You know, Channing Tatum seems like a nice dude.
Channing Tatum is very talented. And yeah, he does seem like a nice dude.
It's like he's...
But like, he doesn't get enough movies,
you know? It's like he's good looking, but he doesn't want to be that guy, you know?
Yeah. Because like, if you've seen 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street, he's just fucking dumb in those.
He's just a guy.
He's just dumb.
Yeah. That's his role, but
he's so good at acting dumb.
Yeah.
Actually, like, he doesn't want to be like this, I'm a cool action star. You think that
maybe he wants to be dumb. Maybe he is dumb.
Maybe he is dumb. No. He fit that role perfectly, bro.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Whoever's listening to this, 22 Jump Street is better than 21 Jump Street.
Is 22 Jump Street the one where they shoot the dick off the guy?
That's 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. How crazy. Was he naked and they shot his dick off? Or no. Was he wearing pants?
Shot it through the pants.
How crazy is
that? And he's picking it up with his mouth.
Yeah, how crazy is it that they shot his dick off through his pants and it fell out?
It's amazing. You have to watch
Seth Rogen. You heard Seth Rogen's laugh?
I spoke weed. I like Seth Rogen. Because he doesn't let that weed define him anymore.
Sounds like a schmuck.
He's a suave guy now. What? He's like full on like Rolex and like good suits.
A cool guy.
He's a cool guy now.
No, but then he's like, I smoke weed.
I mean, yeah, because he does.
Yeah, but like, then if you smoke weed, you know, the better thing is...
No, but at least he makes good movies. Nobody makes good movies, you know, so it doesn't matter.
I think he makes okay movies.
No, I mean, his movies are funny, man. This Is the End, really funny. Because it had all the actors and they were making fun of themselves. Superbad. He was in Superbad.
Superbad, definitely.
He was in Long Shot, which is a new movie which I've heard is really good, but I haven't seen it. Disaster Artist. Sorry for the American.
You know
audience.
What's a really good movie that we should watch?
Have you seen The Disaster Artist?
Have you seen The Hustle?
You should watch it. Don't talk about The Hustle. Okay, guys, this guy does not know how bad The Hustle is.
Okay. No. My sister said it's 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's impossible. No way.
I swear to God.
It got bad reviews. What are you saying? It got bad reviews.
Bro, listen. It has Rebel Wilson in it.
And she's like one of the most unfunny people.
No, this
it has a 15%, buddy.
What?
It has a 15%.
But that was my sister saying that.
No, it has a 5.3 out of 10 on IMDb. It has a 15. Even though I don't like care about numbers, but I really didn't like the trailer for this. It was unfunny.
Bro, listen, okay. You're just saying that because you're misogynistic and you don't think women can be funny. Okay?
No, I'm not saying
you
that.
You only laugh at their jokes when you
want
something.
I think Rebel Wilson is not funny.
Okay.
Have you seen...
But have you seen The Hustle?
Jeez. On no, the West, I don't want to.
Yo, there's only one show, right, a day in the cinema. And it just came out. And that just means...
Because no one wants to watch it.
It's a rare movie.
No, it's called limited release. Because no one wants to watch it. Because
it's a low budget movie and it's rare.
No, limited releases over in America are like... They are the good movies or the bad movies, but they're mostly good movies. Over here, it's like, this movie shit, no one wants to watch it. So it's going to be in the cinema for like 2 weeks and then we're removing it.
No.
So that's what The Hustle is over here.
Because it's rare and you only get to see it one time. So they're trying
because
to make
it's bad.
They're trying to make it a rare experience. When you're 80 years old and you're going to tell your kids,
do you actually want to watch this?
Yeah.
Are you being serious? No, like, break out of the character. Are you serious?
I don't want to watch it.
Why?
I watched Godzilla and then I was like, this movie's so fucking long.
Did you watch Godzilla, King of
Monsters? Yeah, the new one.
Oh, I didn't like it, guys.
I thought it was so cool how they had a big dragon. And I thought,
let me tell you something.
Whoa, what would happen if that was real?
I wrote something about this and I think it's true.
I love Adam Sandler, by the way.
I hate Adam Sandler. This is the review I wrote for Murder Mystery.
Why?
One star and
did
I wrote...
Did you actually watch it?
I saw the whole thing.
Bro, I watched
unbearable, that. Unbearable. And I watched yesterday, my dad comes up and he's like, you know, Murder Mystery?
Yeah.
It's horrible. And I was like, yes, I know. It's bad. And you know what?
I didn't hate it.
You didn't hate it?
No.
Why?
It was just lighthearted.
Did you laugh? No, a lot of people liked it, but I don't get how.
No, sometimes like, I've seen like feel good. It doesn't have
just
to
search
be
it up on Twitter. Everyone's like, this is a nice movie. Adam Sandler made a nice movie after a long time. And I'm like, what did you guys see?
Adam Sandler made a movie after a long time.
No, no. He has a contract with Netflix now. He keeps shoving movies out.
Oh.
Yeah. He's made like 6 movies with Netflix.
Like what was
during this? These past like 3 years or something. But I didn't like this movie at all, bro. I thought it was so bad. It wasn't funny.
Why?
It wasn't. I didn't laugh in any scene, and I thought it was like unbearable. Like,
I didn't laugh.
Like, no, but I didn't even like. If I don't laugh in an Adam Sandler movie, I expect to be entertained.
Like
I wanted to shut this off. I wanted to shut it off.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was like, I was literally like physically.
I was glued to it. You wanna know why?
Why?
Every time I laughed, it was because I thought, ha, classic Adam Sandler.
No, you I know? Didn't feel that.
It was like Adam Sandler. It was like he was harnessing himself, you know?
Look, I actually liked the old Adam Sandler.
He was like, you're telling me the race car driver?
Yeah, but it's not good. It's not old Adam Sandler, you know?
Old Adam Sandler
Do you,
was all
Have
about
you ever liked
bitches.
Adam Sandler in your whole life? Because I have.
Oh, that one show where he was like, can I get a sweatshirt? And then he tells that bitch to bend down and get something from the lower part of the refrigerator and you see her ass.
How about that?
Yeah, no, I sound like a real misogynist right now. But really, that scene, I was young, right?
Yeah.
It was the first time I've ever seen bare ass. And I was like, oh my god, that's...
no, that's I remember
she
watching Grown Ups 2.
What?
I remember watching Grown Ups 2 and I hated every second of it. But like, Big Daddy is one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. I love it. Have you seen it?
I might have.
You should. It has the kid from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Both of them.
I love them.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're
but
so
like,
good. And
they were really cute.
One of them
then.
Is so dreamy.
No, no, no. Forget them like at this age because I don't know. But like back then, they were so cute. And I liked Grown Ups 1. That was fun.
That's the one with the she fed the pigeon breast milk.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's the one where they're playing basketball or something.
And they go on some vacation together, right?
Yeah. They go on vacations in all of Adam Sandler movies. You know why?
Because it's an easy setup?
No.
Why?
Because he gets the budget and he most of his cast is like full of
comedians
friends.
And shit.
No, his friends. Mm. Comedian friends.
Mm.
He's like, let's go for a vacation. They go for a vacation, they film there. That's the movie.
That's so dumb.
That's why the movies aren't good. Because... there's
he's
no effort involved.
But he makes
But like
money,
in Murder Mystery, there was
fun.
Effort involved because he barely had any friends in that.
Yeah.
Like, most of the actors, they weren't his friends.
Mm.
Jennifer Aniston probably
Might
was,
have
but like.
Been, but
yeah.
Like,
but it was still bad. Even without the friends aspect, the vacation aspect.
Bro.
So it makes you think that Adam Sandler is just making a lot of money for stuff that he is not good at.
He's making a lot
I've
of
seen
money
his house.
Because he grinded on
Huge.
SNL.
Huge. It's amazing.
Huge.
Have you seen Ben Stiller's house?
No.
It's tiny. It's not a good look. It's tiny. I was doing a celebrity home show. We're going around. We're like, wow, Adam Sandler's house is so big. Madonna's house. Ben Stiller's like, what? There's no fence. No, nothing. There's a door. It's this tiny of a house. And we're like, oh, Ben Stiller? What? It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad.
Ben,
what happened to you? Ben, bhai, paiso ki zarurat hai? Nah, but it was like a tiny house.
Bro, but like...
but like he I'm sure Ben Stiller...
No, it was like a feel-good movie. Not feel-good in the way The Intern was.
I didn't feel good.
But like...
I felt
feel
bad.
Feel-good in the way it was like... it's like background chatter. And
oh yeah,
like
you're watching
Adam Sandler says some shit in his fucking ferrety voice. And you're like...
you watch it while you're doing something. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like you're eating or something. And
I wasn't eating. I was... scrolling through something, but like,
yeah, but I was focused and I hated it.
Yeah, but like,
I didn't touch
fault?
My phone at all, but I saw it in like a segment. Like I saw like 40 minutes and then I had to go somewhere, and then when I came back at night, then I watched the whole thing.
Oh.
And but like the second time I started, I hated it because I was getting bored out of my mind. I wasn't laughing. There was like some Indian dude in the movie, and he's like, wah, wah, wah. And I was like, why are you
that
doing
Indian
this?
Dude was so funny.
I hated him.
Why?
I was like, I just want you to be
you
the color.
He'll be talking in an Indian accent, but he's like, yeah, mate, for sure, innit?
Yeah, but his jokes weren't good.
You know, it was really hot. What's your name?
Margot Robbie.
I mean, I have a sister too, so like, it might be a callback.
But do you talk to your to her friends?
Huh?
Do you talk to her friends?
Not really.
Yeah, so?
But like, then they're like, oh, look at this bitch.
Just make fun of you in your own house.
Look at your face.
Look, you are in my house.
What
you
is
can't...
wrong with your nose?
Your brother is ugly.
Like, yes, yes, I know.
Yes, yes, guys, make more fun of him.
He is the disgust of our family.
Okay, guys, this is what I think of Godzilla, King of Monsters. I wrote this a while back. These are just my quick thoughts. The action is great. The score is great. Every technical aspect is good. But the story just isn't interesting enough to warrant the lengthy runtime. That's true.
Mm.
Because it was long.
Yeah.
It's 130 minutes.
I like the action, but I didn't like the part where the mom...
No, it was too long.
And shit.
Yeah, right? It was too long.
Yeah.
Because of the mom and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, my idea was, this should have been a 90-minute action scene between Godzilla and the other monsters. And the human characters should have been in the first 10 minutes. Oh. Just to set up the fight. And then, I don't know, Godzilla steps on all of them without noticing or something. That would have been cool. Would have been a big FU to conventional action storytelling and much more wild. It would have been wild.
That's
because
true.
Everyone would have been like, oh, we're waiting. Oh, these humans. And then they just die.
Yeah.
And it's just an action scene.
The guys, they were like honestly just slowing down the plot line.
Yeah.
And I didn't like how they just killed off all the jets.
And Millie Bobby Brown was useless.
Yeah, she's just crying and running. And
honestly, you're supposed to watch Godzilla for the monsters, not for the humans.
Yeah.
So why would you spend so much time on the humans? And I like the twist where like the mom was actually kind of like the bad person.
I like that the mom was bad and then she... No, I didn't like that.
I like that she was bad. I wish they went throughout she was like horrible.
Yeah.
And she like killed everyone or something like that.
I didn't like that she was bad and then she's good and now she's like, I'm going for Potter.
And then she dies, right?
Yeah, it's really basic.
Yeah, she blows herself up.
Yeah, it's really basic.
Yeah, but I really like the fight scenes. The fight scenes were really good. I saw it in IMAX. Really nice. But like, I didn't like...
Light flags.
What?
Light flags.
Light flags. Click. I don't like Click.
Why?
I
never watched Click, but I just heard...
I've seen it like 3-4 times. I don't like it. I just like the idea a lot because it's like, you can do anything. I was a kid and I was like, what? I want this.
Is Click the movie where he's a playboy?
No, he has a universal remote and he can control the world. So he pauses his wife when she's arguing with him. And
that's like, so basic.
Yeah, but she's arguing with him, so he's like... And then I remember this scene. He's like, David Hasselhoff is his boss. I think it was David Hasselhoff. But like, he's a mean boss. And he's like, you know, he's like being mean to him. And then like, Adam Sandler just pauses. And then he just farts on his face. And then he farts in his mouth, David Hasselhoff's mouth. And then he unpauses and David Hasselhoff is just making these weird sounds like... Do you taste that? And I was like, what is happening? Please stop. Please stop.
Oh my god.
Oh, it was disgusting. I don't hate Don't Mess With The Zohan. Actually, I do kind of don't like it. I don't like
That's
it.
That's a good movie.
It's just a bit weird. It's a bit weird.
Why do you want everything to be normal and not out of the box?
No, it's not better. It's not better than Adam Sandler's previous movies.
Does he fuck Mariah Carey in that?
Have you ever thought that Don't Mess With The Zohan is... sort of like a copy of Borat.
Sasha Borat. It's really a rip-off of every Sasha Baron
Cohen. Yeah, exactly.
I
because he's
it was
doing
a
the
Sasha
same.
Baron
oh,
Cohen
you are doing. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was a Sasha Baron Cohen thing.
I did for a long time.
Yeah.
Not for a long time, for a few weeks.
It's Adam Sandler.
When I was a kid, I saw it on HBO and I was like, this is Adam Sandler.
It's really reminiscent of something like Ali G, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like something he would do, but like he would do it in real life instead of like having like a whole scripted thing. Like Adam Sandler. That's what I respect about the man. You know, he makes it funny out of the situation.
Yeah.
Out of real life situations.
Have and like,
in like Borat, half of the actors, they didn't know they were in a movie. And then they had to like sign like this thing afterwards that they would like be allowed to like sell the footage off.
But then imagine the people that didn't sign and how funny that shit must have been.
Yeah.
You know?
They would have been like, no.
It's open-ended. You know,
yeah,
you have to think
and
about
there's
it.
Probably some amazing bloopers.
With Adam Sandler, his next movie is going to be shitting in someone's mouth or something.
Yeah, and then it's just like a poop joy and like, ah, got you.
How's he laugh?
What are you doing?
I'm in a...
He got the poop.
You mean he shit in my
my mouth. He got the poop, 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 poop. I hate him. I hate him. I don't like him. I don't like him.
You know what's a really good movie?
What?
The Hottie and the Naughty.
Have you seen that?
I have.
I saw it as a kid.
No, I didn't. And I grew up
and that I realized it's known as one of the worst movies ever made. Did you know that?
It really scarred me.
Let me show you the rating.
Why wasn't Zac Efron in love with this?
No, Zac Efron wasn't in that. Really? It's horrible because everyone's like, oh, this girl's ugly and her friend's cute. We want to date her friend. And then in the end, she gets like, I don't know, like a makeover or something.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, wow, you're actually
she's
pretty.
She's so pretty.
And it's like, why did you make... Oh, yeah, 1.9 rating. And critics rated it a solid 7 out of 100.
The what? Shilton Perez.
I mean, look at this, bro. Look at the poster. It's like, it's Paris Hilton in a bikini and the other girl is in like a swimsuit. And the tagline is like, that's hot, that's not. I mean, what kind of message are you giving, bro? Yeah. That's messed up. I'm glad this movie got cancelled.
Did it?
Back in the day.
Hashtag when cancelled.
When cancelled culture wasn't a thing, this movie got cancelled, guys.
They highlighted both the ties.
It's disgusting.
Hot tie.
Yeah.
Not
hot tie, not tie. Guys, so this has been our first episode.
Yeah, first podcast. And you know why we started up this podcast? We were inspired, you know. We had one good conversation and we thought, you know, we should do this.
Yeah.
You know, this will lead to good things.
If no one enjoys this, then we'll stop.
No,
I guess. No.
We'll continue to.
We will
because we believe in ourselves.
Yeah,
we
we're gonna strive.
To spare in our day.
Yeah. Fair enough. We'll do it. But, like, we just wanted to end our message on, like, the fact that never watch The Hottie and the Naughty, which released in 2008. It has a 1.9 out of 10 on IMDb. It has a 7 meta score on Metacritic.
You know, if you think that movie is a great movie and it's really, really carries me forward in life,
then you're...
So if you think like me, please watch it and please be inspired.
No, if you watch this movie, then you're misogynist.
It really shows you, you know, that even if you're ugly, your personality can persevere.
No, but that's not what the movie's about. She gets a makeover and then everyone's like, wow.
Yeah, well, so can everybody else. You know, get the bag, get a makeover, you know.
Oh, no, on a serious note, female empowerment is the game, okay?
Yeah,
and
coming from
movies
two
like this.
Guys.
Yeah, coming from two guys who
you
know.
Guys, help yourself.
Yeah.
We will love you.
Yeah, go you go, girl.
Girl
no, but
cover.
There's a reason why movies like these don't exist anymore. It's because
one of them.
The director has died. That's why. I wish he did. Would have made for good. No, I'm kidding.
The director is dead.
The director is dead, so there
and
is no more.
His wife that killed him.
There is no more The Hottie and the Naughty Part 2. A woman agrees to go on a date with a man only if he finds a suitor for her unattractive best friend. That's mean, okay?
That's
mean. Unattractive best friend? Why are you doing this? This is a cliche in most comedy movies that the supporting lead, the supporting male or female has to be an ugly woman or man.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. We should end that. We should end that cliche.
Yeah.
Which is why comedy movies nowadays are different.
Yeah, sometimes the supporting
they have good-looking men in them.
Lead is a black person. And when clearly the black person is way better looking than the white person, that's the leading role, you know?
And that's why it's mad.
It's mad.
Thank you,
for
tuning in on It's Mad.
It's mad.
Because indeed, it is.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hit the pop track. Pop track. Which track do you want? Quick. Think fast.
Because I'm a man by Tame Impala.
No.
Okay.
Not Tame Impala.
Okay.
Something out of the ordinary.
Black Magic by the Amazons.
No. Justin Bieber.
Pop track Justin Bieber?
Yeah, which one? Quick. It's starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, done. Bye, guys.